Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Hallelujah. So our Do Not Fear scripture for today is out of Isaiah 41:10. 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed." Hallelujah. "For I am your God." I love that. "I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That is perfect.
Hallelujah.
It is. For
On today's call, we're going to discuss promises to keep before you sleep.
Oh, I love that way you rhyme, darling.
Making promises is a godly thing. God made the first promise. He promised that the grass and trees would reproduce after their own kind. Genesis 1:11. God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass and trees after their own kind." God kept his promise. Genesis 1:12. "And the earth brought forth grasses and trees after his kind." God actually made 20,000 promises in his word. The greater part are already fulfilled. Those that remain are being fulfilled. The devil also makes promises. Notice his first promise to mankind directly contradicts God's. God promises that if a man ate of the tree of the forbidden fruit, he would die. "Thou shalt surely die." That's what it says in Genesis 2:17. Notice how God contradicts God's
Satan contradicts God.
God with his own promise. "Yet you shall not surely die." It's in Genesis 3:4. When God asked why Adam and Eve disobeyed, Eve says she was deceived by a false promise. Genesis 3:13. "The serpent beguiled, deceived me, and I did eat." Notice that it was Eve's dependence upon a false promise that brought about the devil's purpose in Eden. False promises and lies come from the devil. John 8:44, the Living Bible. "You love to do the evil things that he, the devil, does, for he is a father of lies." Contrary to this, promises can be, they can be dependent on when they come from God's Spirit. John 14:16-17, Living Bible. "Working in us," says in the scripture, "he will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads you into all truth." Well, unfulfilled promises never bring about God's will. Instead, they bring about Satan's will. That is God's warning to those who make promises and don't keep them. Ecclesiastes 5:1-7 in the Living Bible.
That's it. It says, "Don't be a fool who doesn't even realize it is sinful to make rash promises to God. So when you talk to God and vow to him that you will do something, don't delay in doing it. For God has no pleasure in fools. Keep your promise to him. It is far better not to say you'll do something than to say you will and not do it. In that case, your mouth is making you sin. Don't try to defend yourself by telling the messenger from God that it was all a mistake to make the vow. That would make God very angry, and he might destroy your prosperity. Dreaming instead of doing is foolishness, and there is ruin and in a flood of empty words." Wow. This stern warning comes to help us, not to hurt us. It's to warn us so that we don't do rash and foolish things. The Apostle Paul tells us he was telling the Corinthians that keeping their promises to God will bring them overflowing abundance.
Yay.
And this is what he says in 2 Corinthians 9:5-13. 2 Corinthians 9:5-13, Living Bible. "I have asked these other brothers to arrive ahead of me to see that the gift you promised is on hand. Remember this, if you give little, you will get little. A farmer who plants just a few seeds will get only a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much. Don't force anyone to give more than he really wants to, for cheerful givers are the ones God prizes." God is able to make it, the amount you promised, up to you by giving you everything you need and more, so that there will not only be enough for your own needs, but plenty left over to give joyfully to others. It is as the scripture says, the godly man gives generously to the poor. His good deeds will be an honor to him forever. For God, who gives seed to the farmer to plant and later on good crops to harvest and eat, will give you more and more seed to plant and will make it grow so that you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest. Yes, God will give you much more so that you can give away much. Those you help will be glad for this proof that your deeds are as good as your doctrine. Wow, there's another verse of warning to those who, well, leave a promise unfulfilled, and that's in Deuteronomy 23:21. Deuteronomy 23:21, Classic Amplified, says, when you make a vow to the Lord your God, you shall not be slack in paying it, for the Lord your God will surely require it of you, and slackness would be sin in you. Notice that the unfulfilled promise becomes sin in a person who fails to pay it. That's daunting. Note that fulfilling promises is very valuable to the believer. For those who do not continually or confidently call upon God for help when trouble comes. Deuteronomy 23:21, Classic Amplified says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High and call upon him in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. That is a fabulous promise.
Yes, it is.
So as we mentioned in the beginning of the teaching, there are over 20,000 promises God's made to us. Thus far, we've talked about how we're to keep our promises to him. So we're going to share seven financial promises that God's made to us. Hallelujah.
First, God promised that seed time and harvest were perpetual, eternal. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. As long as the earth remains, that means seed time, growing, sowing, giving, and a harvest, reaping and receiving, will all be here till the end of time. Second, God promises that he will supply every need that we have. Philippians 4:19, Amplified Bible. And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Fill to the full doesn't mean barely getting by or provisions just for basic survival. Not living under the stress of debt and lack is definitely a need in our lives.
Third, he promised if we sow, that we will reap. Galatians 6:7, we've read this so many times, Classic Amplified Bible. Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. The scripture says that we sow, that what we sow, we shall reap. It's not what somebody else sows, it's what we sow that comes back to us.
Fourth, God promised seed to the sower. 2 Corinthians 9:10. 2 Corinthians 9:10, Classic Amplified. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. The key phrase in this verse is that God will provide seed for the sower. If you're not a sower, then he's not providing.
Fifth, God promised if we're diligent in the workplace, we will lack for nothing. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12 says that ye shall, this is in the King James, that ye shall study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. In 1 Thessalonians 4:12 in the Living Bible, it says it a tinge clearer. Says, as a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you, and you will not need to depend on others for enough money to pay your bills.
Wow.
That's helpful.
6, God promised the kind of return we will receive when we sow, as he directs. Matthew 13:23. But he that receiveth seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some 100, some 60, some 30.
And 7, God promised that if we will obey his instructions, we will be rich. Isaiah 119, Living Bible says, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich. There it is, a promise in Isaiah 119. God wants to be your financial planner, and he can make you very rich by following what he has to say. The key point of the teaching is how to become rich. So it's important to understand that the scripture says, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey. So there is our choice. Let me throw in one last scripture here on this subject. Hebrews 10:23, Classic Amplified says, so let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word.
Hallelujah.
And amen to that.
That'll make you shout glory.
Yes, it will.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.